"A beast of the foot," replied the wart, blessing his stars that Sir Ector had chosen to give him a first-rate education, "is a horse, or a hound, or a hawk. Why are these called beasts of the foot? Because these beasts depend upon the powers of their feet, so that by law, any damage to the feet of the hawk, hound, or horse is reckoned as damage to its life. A lamed horse is a murdered horse."
"Good,"
said the peregrine.
"What are your most important members?"
"My wings," said the wart after a moment, guessing because he did not know. At this, there was a simultaneous tintinnabulation of all the bells as each graven image lowered its raised foot in distress. They stood on both feet now, disturbed.
"Your what?"
called the peregrine sharply.
"He said his damned wings,"
said Colonel Cully from his private enclosure.
"And damned be he who first cries, hold, enough!"
"But even a thrush has wings," cried the kestrel, speaking for the first time in his sharp beaked alarm.
"Think," whispered Balin under his breath. The wart thought feverishly. A thrush had wings, tail, eyes, legs, apparently everything.
"My talons!"
"It will do," said the peregrine kindly, after one of her dreadful pauses.
"The answer ought to be feet, just as it is to all the other questions, but talons will do."
All the hawks, and of course we are using the term loosely, for some were hawks and some were falcons, raised their belled feet again and sat at ease.